Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Judy Holcomb, outgoing board president of our congregation, and I welcome you enthusiastically on this special morning. Today, we celebrate 25 years of partnership with our minister, Reverend Elizabeth Green. This is her last service with us in this beloved community of memory and hope. On the table in the south vestibule are green sheets for signing and leaving Elizabeth a personal message. If you have not already done so, this would be the last opportunity. And you all should have picked up a scarf, or somebody will bring you one, but don't put it on now. There's a part of the ceremony where that will happen. We open our service with words by Reverend Barbara Wells. O spinner, weaver of our lives, your loom is love. May we who are gathered here be empowered by that love to weave new patterns of truth and justice into a web of life that is strong, beautiful, and everlasting. To the beautiful and after everlasting web of life, stretching from the past, reaching our present, going forth into the future. Emmy Schlobaum, our religious exploration director, and I light the chalice.
We'll now sing our opening hymn. It is hymn number one in your hymnal, and it is also in a hymn insert in your order of service. May nothing evil cross this door. Please rise in body or spirit.
Our offering today is for a special purpose. The Unitarian Universalist Association has a fund called the Fund for the Living tradition, and it has been used for decades and decades to help people who are in need, particularly ministers. There is still a cohort of older ministers who served for many years at a time when there was no such thing as a pension fund, and they are actually, many of them, quite poor. This fund helps them. I had two surgeries about 10 years ago, some of you will remember, and a very large deductible. It helped me then. This living fund tradition goes to help usually professionals, but not necessarily. And so we ask you to be generous in this offertory. At this point in our service, I very often note that we share our time and our talent and our treasure with each other, and usually on Sundays it's with each other within this place. And some days we share it to the larger world, and today we have done that, sharing our time and our talent and our treasure and our hearts, knowing that we all live together as one part of the human family. Amazing the things you find when you're starting to make these big transitions. And for those of you who don't know, we call our church the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We call it BOOF a lot of the time. And Patricia Heave, Elton Hall, and Wanda Jennings found this book from Boofabee Lore. The book is called The Lizabeck's Leaves. And so I'd like to share with you this. I believe that Patricia Heave had quite a hand in this, but it was found in the archives. You never know. Once long ago, on a planet of blue, in a tiny red region of a much larger zoo, there lived, worked, and played among beautiful trees a small band of wild but sharp boofabees. Now, there came a day when the boofabees conceded that the leader to lead them was just what they needed. They put out a call to the rest of the land for a leader to lead their irascible band. The new leader came, and what did they get? A Lizabecks. Yes, of the finest breed yet. Though young and untested, they saw right from the start their Lizabecks brought them her spirit and heart. She preached and she teached, and was often quite funny. She tackled hard subjects like asking for money. They all learned together, the band and their leader, and soon they all knew that this gem was a keeper. Sometimes there were problems that needed to tame. The Lizabecks faced them and called them by name. They quickly discovered, like birds of a feather, the things they could do just by working together. With her as a leader, they tripled in size and made some good deals on some real estate buys. They built a new building, relationships too. In all sorts of ways, the little band grew. She spread all her wisdom, both jolly and solemn, by writing a regular newspaper column. So the Lizabeck's voice was heard near and afar, but never she texted while driving her car. La, 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 la. The Lizabecks loved the little boofabee youth and taught them to always stand up for the truth. She also instructed the adult boofabee cluster to love one another with all they could muster. Year after year did their story unfold till their intrepid leader had grown very old. I love and respect you, she told them one day, but the time is approaching. I must go away. These words caused them sadness, a wave of dismay, though everyone knew it would happen someday. We hate it, they said, that you have to go, but we know that what has to be so. We want you to know that you've done very well, helping us grow and making us swell. Through ups and downs, you've guided us all, and for 25 years, we have all had a ball. Their love and their caring provided the key to value what was and what's coming to be. Boofabees and Lizabecks, with tears in their eyes and hearts full of gladness, they said their goodbyes.
Your order of service just says a special announcement at this time, and that's because we had to keep something like a 400-pound stone a secret for a year. And so Mary Schwartzman asked me to reprise the words from the ceremony that we did yesterday for Elizabeth. And so I will do that. Nothing Gold Can Stay by Robert Frost. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay. Reverend Elizabeth Green, you have taught us to revere what is valuable. This place, our ground, this people, our beloved community, this stand of trees, a metaphor for our rootedness, we name after you in your honor so that you will be remembered for generations. You brought us here after tomorrow. That was yesterday. You leave us here. Nothing gold can stay. But perhaps the poet was wrong. Your presence will be felt here in every season, when the leaves fall and when they return and when they show their glory in late spring like today. You're going away for a while to give us time to reflect on who we are as you reflect on the same. But this is your grove. When you are ready, come and walk here again. Until then, we will abide. So in appreciation of all that you have given us these 25 years, we hereby name this grove in your honor, Green Grove, and we have some beautiful pictures for her. And we encourage you to walk out there and see the beautiful stone that we have for her.
Gotta get through this without crying. So when I learned of the grove being named after Elizabeth, one day as I was driving to work, a song just came to my mind, and I told the song, "Song, if you want to be a song, you're gonna have to come back later when I can write you down." Oddly enough, that night right before I went to bed, it all came back, and I was yelling to my husband, "Where's the paper? Where's the pen? It's kind of got to write it down." Anyway, this song, I'd like to say I wrote the melody and the lyric, but it was really the great whatever. And Mike was kind enough to harmonize the melody for me. And Elizabeth, this is for you. And this is for all of us who the Grove is such a special place. In the spring, I sit in the grove. Nature's cathedral arching above. The east wind blows the greening leaves. I bring my troubles to the trees. They whisper peace, peace, peace to my soul. I sit in awe in the grove. Mother tree, I hear you calling in the breeze. The soft rain falling, your roots grow deep. Then arise, your branches. Jesus, hold me, and time it flies from season to season, from days to years. I hear your laughter, you dry my tears. In the summer, I stand in the grove, nature's cathedral, arching above. The south wind blows the sparkling leaves. I bring my sorrow to the trees, and they speak love, love, love to my soul. I stand in awe in the grove. Mother tree, I hear you calling in the breeze, the sunlight falling. Your roots grow deep, then arise. Your branches hold me, and time it flies. From season to season, from night to day, I feel your presence. Give thanks and pray. In the autumn, I walk in the grove, nature's cathedral, arching above. The west wind blows the golden leaves. I bring my pain to the trees, and they sing joy, joy, joy to my soul. I walk in beauty in the grove. Mother tree, calling in the breeze, the bright leaves falling. Your roots grow deep, then arise. Your branches hold me, and time it flies. From season to season, from day to night, release the darkness, step into the light. In the winter, we gather near the grove, nature's cathedral, arching above. The north wind blows, the branches bare. We gather round, stop and stare toward the sky for starlight on a silent holy night. Mother tree, I hear you calling in the breeze,
grow deep, then arise. Your branches hold me, and time it flies from season to season. Time's on the wing, the circle's complete again. It's spring.
Me again. In your order of service, it says more poetry, less prose. That kind of surprised me. That's something I say every year at solstice service. And I nod to Elizabeth, and she knows exactly what I mean. She has a special bond with poetry, and she has brought poetry to our existence. From four poets. There is poetry as soon as we realize that we possess nothing. A poem begins as a lump in the throat, a sense of wrong, a homesickness, a love sickness. Poetry is like a bird. It ignores all frontiers. And from Karen Armstrong, a theology should be like poetry, which takes us to the end of what words and thoughts can do. Elizabeth, your theology was like poetry. You nudged us to move beyond the boundaries of our wounded egos to the frontiers of radical healing love. You encouraged us to yield to the lump in the throat, and to rage against the dreaded lump in the breast with a mighty sense of wrong, and to yield when the time came with lovesickness for those taken from us. You made us realize we possess nothing in this world, nothing but the love we hold for each other and for the world. So over 24 families and individuals have selected and written poems for you to acknowledge your theology of poetry. We give you this book of poems.
In out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you are ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered. Heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered would you always live like this. Then the delight when your courage kindled and out you stepped onto new ground. Your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you.
I invite you to sing along as you feel moved, both because now seems like a good time for a big group sing, and also because there's a strong possibility that I won't make it through this lyric. So let's all lift together, shall we? when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine, and all your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, and if you need a friend,
I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic. And she said, yes. I asked her if it was okay to be short. And she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish. And she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes, you can do exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said. And is it even okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. Any of you who know the chorus to this song, please feel free to sing. Some of you might, some might not.
beneath the great Big Dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power, some in pain. We can worship the ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. I am alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom, I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open, imperfection it be my cry. In humility I will listen, we're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great Big Dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power, some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together, I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together to be my guide. Loving lessons that I will learn, we're all living to the other side. Get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share. Happen with us is life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together, we're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great Big Dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power, some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side.
We have seen the great cathedrals, stone laid upon stone, carved and cared for by centuries of certain hands. Seen the slender minarets soar from dusty streets to raise the cry of faith to the one and only God. Seen the placid pagodas where gilded Buddhas squat amid the temple bells and incense. But here, we build temples in our hearts. Side by side, we gather. Yes, here we build temples in our hearts. Side by side, we come scavenging the ages for wisdom, cobbling together as best we may the stones of 1,000 altars, leveling with doubt, framing with skepticism, measuring by logic, sinking firm foundations in the earth as we reach for the heavens. Here we build temples in our hearts, a temple for each heart, a village of temples, none shading another, connected by well-worn paths, built alike on sacred grounds.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken, perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know, don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air, ripple in still water when there is no pebble tossed nor wind to blow. Reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of man. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still water when there is no pebble tossed nor wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow, but if you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da. La da 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 da. La da da. La da 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 da. Da da la da da da. La da 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 da. La da da da. La da 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 da.
We're going to do just a little meditation together now in this time of beginnings and endings. I'm going to talk us through a little meditation, and then at the end of that, when I ring the bell, Liza will actually play through the song Gather the Spirit, which you have in your order of service, or you may have a hymnal nearby, and we will sing that together. So just be prepared to do that. You'll have time to find it if you wish when after I ring the bell, when Liza is playing it through for us, 3:47. So for now, I ask you to take a deep breath. The way we do before our services every single Sunday morning. We feel our feet on the floor, feel ourselves in our chairs, feel ourselves present above all with other souls, other searching souls who are with us in this place of faith and hope and love. And I'm going to just walk us through a little imagination. So a nice deep breath, and it's probably easiest to close your eyes or just focus partly on something in front of you. Each of us is walking in a little forest. It's our own forest, whatever is the forest of our being. On a beautiful sunny day, just like today. Each of us has a big old book with us. It's a big old book that's meant so much to us. We're carrying it along, each of us. It looks different for each of us, but we know what color it is. We know what size it is. We know what it says on the cover of it, because it's been with us as a companion for so long. And we walk along in our little forest, and we come to a meadow. We come to a clearing. We come to a beautiful place that's just the beautiful place for us. And here we are on our sunny day with our book. And we sit down on this afternoon, and we look at our book. We look at what it says on the front. We look at where it's worn. We open to the pages that we've opened to lots of times, and we see the pictures there or the words there. And we're filled with gratitude for everything that this book has brought to us, whatever it is to us, whatever color, whatever size, whatever thoughts, whatever feelings, whatever beauty, whatever difficulty, whatever solutions this book has brought to us, and we love it. The afternoon wears on. There's never any rush. There's never any hurry. And we find a place where we know we can spend our night in the perfect place for us. It's cozy for us. It has whatever covers we do or do not need. The sun goes down. Our book is beside us. We go to sleep. It gets dark. It's a peaceful, quiet, beautiful night, lying there with our little old or big old book beside us. And then
sometime when the birds are starting to make that noise, but it's not really light, and we know that daytime is coming again, we know something important has happened. We breathe, we listen to the song, the light begins to come into our beautiful meadow, our very own meadow. And we look over and we see that our old book that we've been carrying all these years isn't there. But there's another book. Oh my gosh. It looks different. It's not very familiar. It does have a title. It's kind of hard to see at first, though, because it's not really light yet. But we look at it, and we start to see it, and we say, it's our book. It'll take us on. It'll take us where we need to go. We will love this book, too. And we leaf through it, and we see, my gosh, there's new pictures. There's stuff we never thought about. There are words we didn't know about. There's beauty we had not conceived of yet. And with a little prayer and a little grief for our old book that took us so far, we pick up and we hold our new book, knowing that it will serve us just as well as the old one did. When a minister is ordained, she or he dons a stole for the first time, accepting what many call the mantle of God, the deep sense of promise to follow the very best choices of heart and soul. We accept upon ordination this mantle for the rest of our lives, following our sacred vow to the best of our human abilities. Therefore, today, I wear one of the stoles that represents my commitment to God to strive as I can for all of my life to be true and honest and loving. And I do not remove this stole in our ritual. But there is more. I had the great good fortune to be both ordained and installed by this congregation on November 7th, 1988. In an installation, the congregation and the minister make a covenant with each other, promising to create, to the best of our so human abilities, a beloved community of commitment, respect, and love. This sacred agreement is intended to last as long as is appropriate, and everyone knows that it will end at some time. Today, I wear a bright stole created by a congregation member. Blessed by me, I have blessed all of the stoles we have today, filling as I did so, filling each thread with all the love and hope and memory and faith that I have in my heart for this congregation. We have walked together in work and in play and tears and laughter and suffering and singing. This morning, I remove this blessed, impermanent stole, and I return it to our congregational president. As she represents the power of the lay ministry, the power that always carries our church forward, whoever the professional minister may be. With more love than I can express, with joy and with faith, I relinquish our 25-year covenant.
It is our turn now. Please turn to your order of service and let us read this together. Grateful for the riches of our years together, we release Elizabeth and ourselves from our cherished covenant. In the spirit of new covenants to come, we put on these stoles, blessed by our departing minister. We hold ourselves to the spirit of beloved community, knowing that such community is created by our commitment, respect, and love.
Thank you.
We will close this sacred event in ancient Sanskrit and in modern English. We are going to reflect on the very heart, the very essence of Buddhist teaching, what is essentially the Amen of the Heart Sutra. The choir will reflect on this complex affair of being alive, of striving for the light, of taking this most serious, serious business with rejoicing. We reflect on the strange, deep joy of going. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, gone. Paragate, gone all the way to the other shore. Parasamgate, sam, every one of us gets to go. Bodhi, the light within all of us, awakening us to embrace. And svaha, hooray, hallelujah, welcome to open hearts and love. We go. We love the Heart Sutra. And we only get it sometimes. In our so human, messy way, we run toward each other, we veer past each other, we rend ourselves away from each other. Going, ending, grieving, the unknown, barely glimpsing the joy of oneness. Sometimes, with the greatest appropriateness, we release our dearest covenants and we go. We weep because we are humans, and hardly any of us in this room are so enlightened that we can grasp the wholeness and the joy of going. But we can do it today. We can do it. What a run we have had. We have built and we have struggled. We have laughed and we have grown up and we have grown down. We have born and we have died. We have walked and we have run and we have stood still with amazement at the wonder that we have been and are to one another. We have loved each other. And is there any more cause for rejoicing and wholeness than love? Today, for this moment, we can know that we are each other, that we are the community of beings. In a little bit, I will cross the river. But you will cross it with me, and I will never live another day of my life without you. I'm stuck with you, and you're stuck with me. That's just the way it is. Yonder, cross the river, all of us at the peak of our joy, going on this day, singing and walking and talking and laughing. No more tears as we cross the river into the light, every one of us, all of us, the entire community of beings, Svaha, hallelujah.
from Reverend Sarah Moores Campbell. We receive fragments of holiness, glimpses of eternity, brief moments of insight. Let us gather them up for the precious gifts they are, and renewed by their grace, move boldly into the unknown.
We extinguish our chalice, and we carry its light with us wherever we go.